Al Pacino is having a busy year. The actor opens a staged reading of Oscar Wilde's Salome on Broadway next week. He'll soon be seen in a TV version of Angels in America. And today, his new movie, People I Know, opens in New York and L.A. The film paints an acid portrait of Manhattan politics, show business, and fame. Critic Bob Mondello says Pacino makes the movie with his portrayal of a complex antihero.
Eli Werman was once a powerful publicist who functioned as a sort of ringmaster among New York's political movers and celebrity shakers. But he's now a tired shadow of his former self, juggling projects that pay the bills with causes he actually cares about. Also, the cleanup detail. At 2:30 in the morning, he's summoned to the limo of his biggest client, a world-famous actor who's getting into politics and who needs some help.
This girl got herself in jail downtown. We flew back from the coast together. She's really a super girl.
Uh-huh.
So there's a plane waiting for her at Teterboro on me.
Don't you have a girlfriend? I mean, you're not supposed to be where you're not supposed to be.
You know, you're going to have to do this for me. Why are you fighting it?
Come to my benefit.
Oh, please, come on. Do you really need me? I mean, it sounds so
smart. It's getting late. You come, you say a few words about the Constitution, wrongful imprisonment, or else you get someone else to clean up your messes when you just breeze back into town.
Are you blackmailing your only client?
Hey, we're old men. We're doing favors for each other, that's all.
The favors in this case amount to heavy lifting. Getting the starlet out of jail is just the beginning of a 24-hour odyssey, one that involves murder, drugs, outsized egos, and backroom deals that surprise even Eli, who's an old hand at manipulating people. It's enough to convince him that he should quit, but not before he does one last thing he can be proud of, a benefit no one believes he can pull off, least of all an African-American preacher who's never kowtowed to the white establishment and who doesn't want to now.
We have God. We don't need friends. What we need
is exposure. You need to be heard, Reverend. You need to be heard below 125th Street. You need to be heard all the way from Oakland to Washington. You need names in order to beget power. You need names, and we can give them to you. We got the Kennedys, which begets the DNC, which begets the ACLU, which begets the New York Times. We got artists. We got stars, Reverend Blunt, stars. These days, they're the only ones catch the light. The only ones. Now, you come tonight, and you're going to get me, and you're going to get the people I know. The people I know, yes, sir, I know everyone.
Man, they don't write many speeches like that anymore, possibly because there aren't many actors who can deliver them with the fire and brimstone of an Al Pacino. But because he's on board, along with seasoned pros including Kim Basinger and Ryan O'Neill as characters, and Rex Reed and Regis Philbin as themselves, screenwriter John Robin Bates was able to pepper People I Know with soliloquies sharp enough to stand up to the classic diatribes in that other movie about PR rankness, The Sweet Smell of Success. Director Dan Algren keeps the camera roaming restlessly from seedy hotels to opium dens, and also to the Palm Restaurant, which with its framed celebrity caricatures everywhere seems the ideal spot for the climax. People I Know is about the duality that's at the intersection of political and social celebrity, about developing a talent for compromise, and about having talent that gets compromised. And it's told in a way that'll make audiences think of celebrated folks who fall into both camps, mayors, ministers, actors, and advocates. You can quibble about specifics. The film's been on the shelf for a couple of years, and it's easy to see why it would have played oddly in the wake of 9/11. But as an actor's vehicle for Al Pacino, People I Know is pretty captivating, even if it's not about people you'd want to know. I'm Bob Mondello.